Hi, this is Russ with RST Coaching Academy, located here in Daytona Beach, Florida. I am the host of Daytona Beach Business Talks, where we have the privilege and the honor of showcasing and highlighting area businesses. And to that end, we present them to you so you can get to know them. Hopefully, you'll find yourself interested in their products and services and want to do some business with them. So here we are. We'll get on to this next program, and thank you for tuning in. Hello there, everybody in Daytona Beach and surrounding areas. Russ here again from RST Coaching Academy with another episode of Daytona Beach Business Talks. Today, it is my privilege to introduce to you a friend in the world, in the business community here around Daytona Beach, Andrea Benezet. I trust that I'm saying that right. If I'm not, she'll probably correct me. She's in the insurance game, and she's going to tell you about herself and about what she does in that arena. And so I turn it over to you, Andrea. Take it away and give us your words on what you do. All right, go for it.
Thank you, Russ. And you did say my last name correctly. Most people struggle with that. So thank you.
Good.
So, what I like to tell people is that I am in the financial services business, and I have a very unique approach. And that is that I help people find money that they're currently losing unknowingly and unnecessarily. And then I help them direct that back into retirement savings. And I'll reference how that works with insurance in a little bit. But sometimes people will ask me how I do that. And so I'll tell them that there's five major areas where people are most often losing money without even knowing about it. And so the first one would be how they pay their mortgage. Second one would be how they pay their taxes. Third one is how they fund their retirement, their qualified plans, such as 401ks. And number four is children's education funding. And then the fifth one is how people pay for their major capital purchases, like cars or weddings or things like that. And so there's only two ways to serve someone in the financial services business. One is to help them find better products that can potentially pay higher returns, but that often requires more risk. The other one is to help them to be more efficient with the resources that they already have. Avoid those risks and losses than by picking winners. We all know how hard it is to consistently pick winners.
Right.
So I begin by addressing the four most important financial questions that we all face. And the first question is, do you know the rate of return you need to earn on your savings and investment dollars to be able to retire at your current standard of living and have enough money to last through your life expectancy? And really, most people have no idea. They don't like to think about it. And so I help them answer that question. The second question is, do you know how much you need to save on a monthly or annual basis? Third question is, doing what you're currently doing, do you know how long you have to work before you can retire and live today until your life expectancy as you live now? And the last question is, if you don't do anything different, do you know how much you'll need to reduce your standard of living to keep from running out of money? So those are four questions that I can sit down with people. It takes about 20 minutes. It's a free consultation that I do. And I just show them using pretty pictures and graphs really easily of what they're doing now and what it will be like in the future.
This is based on statistics, hardcore. Yes. published statistics. You guys aren't just making this up, are you?
No, we're not. We're back testing a long time using historical data. So I just plug in the numbers into my software and then it shows people what it could be like. I mean, obviously none of us know the future, but we know the past, so we can see what has happened.
Right.
So I'm an independent insurance agent, and that means that I can work with a lot of different companies. So my favorite company is called US Life, and they are really focused on helping people reduce the pension gap. So, as you know, pension government jobs basically that provide pensions. But in the past, it was different. Many businesses provided pensions, but that's no longer an option. People have a different way to save, and that's through 401ks and qualified accounts like that. Now, most of these
How
accounts,
is a pension different than a 401k?
well, a pension is where people work for a certain amount of time, and then they're guaranteed to receive income for the rest of their lives from that business. So if you look at a firefighter, for example, if they work for whatever the city requires, say 10 years, they're vested after 10 years, and then if they retire, they'll get paid a certain amount of their salary for the rest of their life. While with a 401k, a company will put money into an account for their employees, but that just builds up. And then whatever is in there that belongs to the employee.
And the 401k, the individual, the employee can contribute into that fund as well as what the employer might be doing also, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I'm not giving retirement advice or tax advice here, but just explaining the general principles because I'm not licensed for that.
Got it.
So, generally, with accounts like that, people put off paying ta taxes on those unless it's a Roth. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, Russ?
Not a whole lot. No,
Okay, so.
that's just a kind of a derivation of the 401k deal, right?
Right, Roth just is the account where you pay your taxes up front. Usually people are putting their money into a tax re deferred retirement account. And so that means that when they take money out to live on in the future when they're retired, they'll have to pay their taxes later.
And the
So
big deal is should be at a lesser rate because the person's earning less income by then, correct? When they retire.
well, one thing, who wants to earn less income later?
That happens.
It does. But another thing is, let's say you went into the bank, Russ, and you said, I'd like to take out a loan. And the bank said, sure, you go ahead. We'll give you this loan, but we're not going to tell you what interest rate it will be until the end of the term of the loan. It can be anything. Would you take that loan?
Be scary. It would be
Yeah.
scary.
Well, that's what we do with the government all the time. We have a partner in our retirement accounts if we have not paid our taxes, and that is Uncle Sam, and he's going to take what he's what, I mean, what he deserves. No one knows what it is, and I don't know if you think taxes are going to go up or down, but if you just look at our present economy, I have an opinion, but I have no idea if it's correct. So my opinion is, though, that we need to protect ourselves and not give Uncle Sam more than what he's due. Definitely give him what he's due, but not more.
Understood. So then the Roth is a different program.
The Roth is essentially the same thing, except you're paying your taxes now instead of later.
So you're paying you're investing in the Roth program with after tax money, not pre-tax. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Now, I don't set up that kind of investment for people, but life insurance can be an alternative to a Roth where you're
Okay.
putting in after-tax money and then it comes out tax advantaged. It can be completely tax-free, but not always, depending on how it's done.
Plus, you have the benefit of the death benefit as well.
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely.
I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you're maybe going to say that next anyway.
Yeah, I am, but it's a good point. It's what people think of when they think of insurance. They basically just think about the death benefit and they don't realize that there's so many other things that life insurance can do. It's a well-kept secret.
Right. Just so you know, folks, that I'm scheduled to have a presentation by Andrea and one of her co-workers in this whole world here on, I think, the 28th or no, next week, I guess. And so we'll figure out what that's all about, and I can get more information and see all the cool things that she's got to offer. So anyway, what else you got to say about what you're doing?
Thanks for that plug, Russ.
You bet.
So, going back to problems. So, we talked about taxes, and the next problem is there's a problem with saving for retirement. So, if a person has saved up lots of money, and then when it's time for retirement, if they're living off of anything more than the interest from their accounts, then they're obviously depleting those accounts. Now, what happens if someone's ready to retire and they have all their money in these retirement accounts invested in the stock market and the market drops right before they retire? Well, in January of 2000, the S&P 500, which is a big group of the 500 biggest stocks, it was at 1469. It dropped and it came back up and then dropped again. And 13 years later, it was back at 1469. Essentially, it was a lost decade. 13 years it took for the market to get back up and stay up. So if people were retiring right before that happened, and they're in trouble. I mean, if you're drawing money on those accounts, they're never going to get back up to where they were. Now, if you're young, you can recover from that. But if you're not, it can be devastating.
Yeah, like you said, if you're at the point of retirement, and all of a sudden your nest egg, the value of your nest egg
Right.
significantly disappears, you're kind of screwed there.
Exactly. And so that's what US Life helps people to avoid, to avoid those risks and to close the gap between what they are like when people retire, they're not making a salary anymore. And oftentimes they're not able to have as much income as they were when they were working. So they might have their Social Security and their retirement accounts, but unless they protect those accounts, there can be problems. So it can be an easy way to close that gap. And the challenge is that most of us haven't been educated on the problem or even the solutions to fix it. So if we don't know there's a problem, how are we going to fix
That's right. It's not a matter of stupidity, it's a matter of ignorance, basically.
Oh, yeah, people work so hard and save so much and think they're going to be okay, and then things happen that are beyond their control.
Right.
So,
And then you come along and you give them input and insight into what's going on and how things can work better. And then if they turn you down, well, then they're not being ignorant, they're being stupid.
that's right. Thank you, Russ. You know, I would say that it's free. It doesn't hurt to talk to me and talk to my wealth consultant that I work closely with at US Life, like what you're going to do, Russ. And if we can't help you, then you go your merry way and do things in a different way, and there's nothing wrong with that. More than one way to skin a cat. But don't do that literally.
Okay.
The way that US Life works too, they have a program called the Flex Method Strategy. And I'm not going to get into that super deeply because that requires an appointment. So what we do is we make sure that there's no exposure to market risk. Your
Now
lifelong term.
that's quite a concept.
Yes.
No exposure to market risk. Folks, I hope you're listening to that one.
So your lifelong retirement savings shouldn't be subjected to retirement market fluctuations that could potentially evaporate all of your savings. Now, for older people, it's super important.
Yeah.
Another thing that we do is it's tax advantaged growth and access. Like we talked about before, many retirement accounts are subject to taxes that can cripple the returns that you're counting on to provide retirement cash. Cash value life insurance always grows tax-free and can be accessed tax-free at any time, regardless of age. You do not have to wait until you're 59 and a half, like you do with a retirement account. The third benefit, like you said earlier, Russ, is that it's an estate planning benefit with a death benefit. Cash value life insurance provides the invaluable asset of financial coverage for your family in the event of income loss, permanent disability, and death. Tax-free death benefit is just the beginning of the benefits offered by the Flex Method. So, Flex Method uses cash value life insurance to provide you with a time-tested retirement income machine with valuable protection for your family. And so it's not just me. I have a whole team of people who at US Life who work on these and provide white glove tailored strategies for my clients because, as you know, everyone's different. Everyone needs things to be a little differently.
Right.
So,
Who manages the program that an individual might come into, might sign up for?
well, I am the contact point, and then I work with US Life, and they also have a branch called Desert Rose Capital who does investments. And so US Life is the insurance side of it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so they're and like all insurance companies, they take our premiums, they stack them all together, lump sum, and then they're investing that money into whatever they're investing it in for a return, which helps grow our account and helps probably bless their coffers, I suppose, a little bit as well. So
Well,
they're not just living off of our investment money. Otherwise, it wouldn't grow if it was just sat in their bank account. So they're putting it to work on our behalf, correct?
kind of. You'd have to ask them all the ins and outs of how it, but it starts with a cash value life insurance policy, and then of course, they make a little bit of commission off of that, but they don't charge to manage that money. To get into all the ins and outs of it, Russ, we'd have to set up an appointment. But I can tell you that they are very passionate, as I am I, about serving their clients well and not taking advantage. But really making sure that people are set up for retirement or just for life in general.
Understood, right? Yeah. And yeah, didn't need to get into real the total nitty-gritty of it. And the purpose of this really was just to get you better known in the community for what you're doing. And folks, anybody, anything in yourself, any in your family or anybody that you know that is kind of wondering about this retirement thing and how best to prepare, say, I would say give Andrea a call, touch base with her, set up an appointment, and let her and her team work with you and design the best program that's going to work for you. Am I right or am I right? That's what you're
You're
about,
right.
correct?
Thank you, Russ. Yes, I want to provide peace of mind for my clients. That is my passion.
Exactly. Yeah. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn. I have a website. It's called Coquina Financial Services.
Coquina
Yes. So,
Financial Services.
yes. Coquina was a, is a stone that was used to build the fort at St. Augustine.
Right.
Have you ever been up there?
Oh, yes. Who hasn't?
Yeah, I know, right? So
Yeah.
that kind of stone, when ships would, shoot cannonballs at it, instead of breaking apart like regular stone, it swallowed the cannonballs and then kind of repaired itself. So my point is helping people create strategies that will be able to take on the cannonballs of life and the stock market.
Oh my goodness, there's deep inner meaning to
That's
the
right.
name of the business.
Yes.
Coquina Financial Services, I assume that's .com.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then on your social media platforms, how is that? Is that under your name or under Coquina Services?
It's under Coquina Financial Services or Andrea Benezet, and then my
Okay.
phone number is 386
386.
243
243
5343.
5343. So, different ways, folks, that you can get a hold of Andrea, talk with her a little bit, kind of feel her out, just get a little overview, perhaps, and then make an appointment. Set up an appointment for a real in-depth discussion about your finances. I can't wait. We'll see how that goes. So, in closing, Andrea, anything final that you would like to say?
No, I think I said plenty, Russ. Thank you for
Yes, you
giving me
did.
this
You did.
opportunity.
You did. I think it was great information to pass on to the folks. So that's it this time for this episode of Daytona Beach Business Talks. You've heard from another business entrepreneur here in the Daytona Beach area. And so give her a call, give her a shout, and make an appointment. So until next time, we will say over and out. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Daytona Beach Business Talks. I hope you found this episode interesting and informative as you perhaps learned about a business here in the area that you were not aware of before. At any rate, it may be something that you might find yourself contacting and want to do some business with them, and they'll appreciate it, and I'll be honored to be of assistance in this process. In the meantime, if there's anything that I can do at RST Coaching Academy, please give me a call at 386-286-2450, or you can email me at email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Until next time, we'll see you around town. Take care. Bye-bye.